This week we are coming to you from Boys Hall.
That is so beautifully said, but I don't know if anybody heard it. This week we are coming to you from Boys Hall.
Okay. Right? Okay.
With Tales of the Whales.
Yes, and today's a special edition because it's my birthday one.
And I have never known anybody in my life who loves their birthday quite so much. It has to be celebrated. Most people, after the age of about 35, just stop having birthdays.
Do they?
Well, you haven't reached that age
yet,
I know.
It's just my family thing. We like birthdays and we like to make a fuss of each other. Kelly always brings me a big balloon and cake and presents. And I haven't even opened my presents yet. I'm going to go home and open them later on today. So how exciting is that?
This is, of course, a weekly podcast of what it's like to have cancer. I have cancer. Stage 4, kidney cancer, spread everywhere you can think of.
I forgot that. It's not a podcast about my birthday.
Let's have it about your birthday because I haven't felt too well this week. Some weeks you feel worse than others, don't you?
No, it is meant to be about the cancer thing, though, so we
I know, but
birthdays aside.
You carry on, so it's about having cancer and living with somebody who has cancer, which a lot of people wouldn't probably even want to stop and think about their birthdays.
What are you saying? Is that reflecting badly on me?
No, it's reflecting very well on you, honey, and I'm very glad you're enjoying it. And I'm very embarrassed that I bought you the wrong present.
You brought me here, so that's the best present.
But I bought you a couple of silly things like the best wife in the world mug. But I don't know how I did it, because I shopped online, as people do, and I got you the best grandmother in the world mug.
Yes, so you think I'm your grandmother?
No, that...
Well, you do say I do remind you of your grandmother, so maybe that was a subconscious thing.
You do have the personality of one of my grandmothers, sorry.
That's okay.
I've got a bit of a frog.
So, medically this week, you've not been feeling that brilliant, a bit tired.
No, apparently my potassium is up.
Yeah, so we took you for a blood test yesterday and they did ring and say that your potassium levels are a bit high, so I've... messaged the oncology team to just see whether they want us to do anything about that because they should have got the results by now.
But apparently I shouldn't eat bananas.
Well, I just looked it up and it said avoid bananas, but I'm not sure that that's going to be... Well, there's probably no harm in avoiding bananas until we've spoken to the oncology team.
No, but the person rang us up did say, maybe you should pop into A&E somewhere. And I thought to myself... On your birthday, I cannot sit in an A&E somewhere for 10 hours.
We might have to do that today, but I'm just waiting.
No, we can't. I'm
waiting
working.
For the nurses to email me back and let me know what to do.
Well, I'm fine. I'm fine. A bit a bit wobbly because of my leg, but apart from that, I'm absolutely fine.
You are having, because this is a 400-year-old hotel, you are having a little bit of trouble negotiating the undulating floors, aren't you? You're struggling a bit with it. The fact you're a bit wobbly and so is the floor. It's a bad combination.
It was slightly embarrassing going into the restaurant, it has to be said.
But it's a beautiful hotel, so thank you very much for bringing me here.
Well, it's my pleasure, honey. I wish I could do more, but...
I mean, we're in a bedroom that Charles I has slept in.
Lying in a bed like this, I keep thinking I'm Henry VIII, which is probably not a good thought. What I want to know is, why is there a tree hanging over us?
It's just a beautiful chandelier in the shape of a tree, with roots and everything.
With roots and everything, yeah. Is it in gold?
Yes, solid gold.
Well, that's no good. If that falls on us, then we're in deep doo-doo. And tell us what the lady, when we came here yesterday, said about the panelling.
So that beautiful mahogany-looking dark wood panelling, it probably isn't mahogany, but it's a dark wood, was sent here from Windsor Castle as a present from Charles I after he'd been and stayed in this very room.
Yeah.
So I love a bit of history.
Yeah. And as we've got to go to Windsor Castle, this sounds a bit showy offy, doesn't it? Oh, we just shut up about this. Well,
there was just a little link, wasn't there? It's an absolutely beautiful room. So, because I do love, I mean, it's sort of leaded lights, mullioned windows, I think they're, I'm not quite sure. But anyway.
Well, they would be new compared with the age of this, wouldn't they? They wouldn't have windows like that when this was built.
Well, it's all stone frames, so.
Oh. Wouldn't they just have slabs of old bits of wood in there? Or?
No, it's 17-something. They would have had walls, right. I think.
Well, why is the
I'll
floor...
I'll find out. I'll
why find is the floor so wobbly?
Because it's made of wobbly wood.
Oh, right, OK.
And it's probably sort of warped a bit over the years and was probably not that straight to start off with.
I couldn't work that out to begin with because it doesn't look anywhere like it's undulating.
No, you can't see it.
No.
But you can walk on it and find it.
Now, I know this will freak everybody out. Could I just hear cannon fire?
No, honey.
No?
You right. are hallucinating a bit. You were a little bit clumsy last night after we went to bed, weren't you? We had a bit of an incident.
Do we really need to go through that? Why is that funny?
Well, because it was just like, night, turn the light off, and then there's all the clattering and you'd spill a glass of water.
Yeah.
And knock the lamp over.
Yeah. Well, that was...
And how do you do that when you're just in bed?
Because my arms fly around. As you mention occasionally.
I know. I do quite... I mean, I did manage to get some sleep last night, despite being in the same bed as you, because there was only
charming.
One... There was only one cramp attack.
Yeah. That very lucky.
So after the knocking over of the lamp and arms flying all around and then a little bit of cramp, apart from that, it was a quiet night.
Can I tell you that this is one of the most comfortable beds I've ever slept in?
You do keep saying that. In fact, I'm having trouble getting you out of it, aren't I?
We've
only got like half an hour till they stop doing breakfast.
Right, okay, well, when we finish this, we'll nip downstairs. Can I go in my dressing gown?
You cannot.
Okay.
I couldn't believe last night you wanted to go, well, yesterday afternoon, you wanted to go to have afternoon tea in the lounge with no shoes on.
Well, I don't like wearing shoes.
Wander around.
I mean, I wear shoes when I go out, probably, but I don't, you know, when I'm inside.
But it's a hotel, honey. It's not your house.
Oh, okay. I've got nice feet.
Obviously, you felt very at home here.
Yeah, I can see. I think I should have been a king. Well, do you want to, look, before we stop, we've not done anything about having, you know, the problems of cancer and how you deal with it and everything else. But the bathroom here, very nice.
Yes.
I should put out on social media a picture of you in the bath.
I've had more baths than I should have done in a 24-hour period. But it's so lovely. It's like a brass or copper bath, freestanding, in a beautiful big room with a window overlooking.
Yeah.
Nice little, it's lovely.
It's and the floor is flat.
Yes, in there it is.
Yeah, well, is that a new... Well, I don't think you'd be able to build bits onto this, would you?
I don't know. It's a sort of an old manor house, isn't it? It's lovely.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is the birthday weekend. I suppose the whole point of it is that even when you have, you know, there's... I have cancer. I had the first... I nearly said bout of cancer. I had my first brush with cancer 24 years ago, and they took out my left kidney, and I haven't had it until about 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. And it's come back with a vengeance, and there really is no cure. I mean, it could disappear, but it won't. And I'm quite relaxed about the whole thing. And I suppose the one thing we could say is that whatever is going on in your life, like if you've got a birthday, and you could do a big celebration, or you want to do a big... We didn't want to do a big celebration. We wanted to go away somewhere nice.
Mm.
And we had dinner last night with a couple of friends.
Yeah, we were sort of making some good memories, aren't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. Unfortunately, everybody else in the restaurant screamed and giggled and had children running around.
You do exaggerate. You're just an old person who finds noisy places. You're like Victor Meldrew.
You said me and Gary sat there like a pair of Victor Meldrews.
Well, you were just complaining about the noise levels, not really just enjoying your dinner.
No, it was really nice food.
I do know what you mean. In some circumstances, it is hard to hear, but last night I thought it was fine.
One of the problems I have is and it's made worse by some of the tablets I've had, is tinnitus. Now, that's one of the things about doing what I've done for a living, is having things stuck in your ear or wearing headphones or whatever. And it affects you. If you were in a rock band, you know, the same thing happens. So I'm a bit deaf.
You are, which most of the time is quite funny.
Yeah, it's nice that you don't really feel sorry for me. You just sort of take the piss continually.
Well, you just mishear continually, but normally in quite a hilarious way.
Yeah, well, I think people are saying fine. I say, what? Did you talk about... Oh, I won't do any of the ones I've done. Some of them are quite rude, aren't they?
Yeah, but it's just a mishearing, but it's... Yeah. But rather than sort of admitting that you can't hear, you just try and make up in your own head what it was you think somebody said, which never right.
Well, yeah. But there are all sorts of little things like that, that when you have cancer, bits of you begin not to work or doesn't work and then...
Bits drop off,
yeah. And if you don't... This is up, I found. A, as you can tell, talking about it actually helps me and you enormously. Some people won't talk about it at all.
Oh, we sort of forget about it some of the time, don't we?
Yeah. Not, you know, it's always in your mind.
But if we do need to talk about it, we do. And that sort of and get things off your chest or just...
Yeah. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day and again they want to refer to it as... and I said, what are you actually trying to say? Well, the big C. I said, cancer. My friend cancer.
It's not your friend.
Well, it's not your friend, no, but, you know, what is it the Chinese proverb is? Keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer still.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, that's a bit of a strange analogy, really.
That's a Chinese one.
An analogy, I've said, not a proverb.
Oh, right. Well, that's what they do. They say, keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer still.
Yes, that's true. So, yeah. But not internal.
No, well, you can't, you know, it's like I think of them as a little family inside me.
Oh, dear. This is getting a bit weird now.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I'll stop. But if you can carry on, and if you can make them, I was going to go into a song, make the most of every moment, you have to. I mean, we don't know whether I'll be here next month, next week, next year, do we? But this probably has been the last birthday I'll get to celebrate with you.
Don't get all melancholy on me.
I'm not getting melancholy, but, you know...
No, you promised me you're hanging around for my 60th.
Okay, so well, I'm trying to do that.
Yes, yeah, so...
But
I'll be cross with you if you break your promise.
Oh, okay. Well, and I don't want... Because when you get cross, it frightens the bloody life out of me.
Exactly, so...
Yeah, you are really scary.
So you're not going anywhere.
Okay. Good. Well, we'll have another little cuddle, and then we'll go and have eggs, bacon, beans, tomatoes, sausages, black pudding.
Let's just go and do that first. Forget the cuddle.
All right, okay. Listen, anyway, we wish the best to all of you going through this at the moment. And if you can talk about it openly with your friends when you feel you want to, rather than pretend it isn't happening, I find that much, much more helpful to me.
Definitely.
And whatever curry is.
Oh, God, it's delirious.
Whatever cancer you have, there will be a charity, a helpline, a website. There will be people who will be able to help you. Mine is kidney cancer. You go to Kidney Cancer UK. You can find out all about the charity, and there are people there who can help you as well.
Yeah, and talk to. There's always groups for people you can go and talk to. You like face to face chatting, people in the same situation.
I mean, you like to know everything about the possibilities, and I just go with the flow.
I try and understand what's going on because I feel like it's easier to deal with.
Mm. When we go and see the oncologist, you take your notepad with you and get it out, don't you?
It's quite useful, yeah, because I've got like all the dates you had your scans and things like that. Because sometimes he'll go, oh, when was your last scan? And I can go, 17th of June or whatever, you know. Mm. So saves him scrolling through all your records on the computer.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he looks at you as more of an assistant now.
I don't think that.
Good old Tom. Anyway, have a great week and hopefully we'll be back to do it again next week.
Yeah, we've got a hospital visit on Thursday unless they want to see you a bit sooner.
Mm-hmm.
So we might have some medical things to report next week on how you're doing.
Yeah. And some friends want to take us to a very nice place for tea.
Well, yes.
We won't tell you where until next week because it might not happen.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
So just do what you want to do, what you can do without making it difficult.
Yeah, because sometimes it's a bit daunting. Think like even just coming here, it's like, okay, I've got to drive there. That's always a bit of an issue.
That's frightening.
I have to ring the hotel and just check that there's not too many stairs because in old buildings they sometimes don't have lifts and you don't do many stairs. Here there was 16 stairs.
You counted them?
No, the lady told me before.
Oh, right, okay.
So I decided that, yeah, 16 stairs with a little landing in the middle you could manage, which you have done.
Mm-hmm.
Only one wobble at the top last night.
That was worrying,
wasn't
it? At
the very top, bloody hell. I'll probably die of a heart attack before you die of cancer.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Look how many, I mean, on a sad, serious note, quite a lot of our friends have died since I was diagnosed with it. And yeah. That is a quite a sobering thought.
It is. So let's not dwell on that. Let's end on a high.
No.
Thinking about sausages and bacon.
Yeah, I'm trying to think
all locally sourced.
Really? Yeah. Right. I'm going to throw some jeans on and let's do it.
Okay.
See you all later, guys.
Bye.